Habitrot the Spinstress. In bygone days, in an old farmhouse which stood by a river, there lived a beautiful girl called Maisie. She was tall and straight, with auburn hair and blue eyes, and she was the prettiest girl in all the valley. And one would have thought that she would have been the pride of her mother's heart. But instead of this, her mother used to sigh and shake her head whenever she looked at her. And why? Because, in those days, all men were sensible, and instead of looking out for pretty girls to be their wives, they looked out for girls who could cook and spin, and who gave promise of being notable housewives. Maisie's mother had been an industrious spinster, but alas, to her sore grief and disappointment, her daughter did not take after her. The girl loved to be out of doors, chasing butterflies and plucking wild flowers. Far better than sitting at her spinning wheel. So when her mother saw one after another of Maisie's companions, who were not nearly so pretty as she was, getting rich husbands, she sighed and said, "Woe's me, child, for methinks no brave wooer will ever pause at our door while they see thee so idle and thoughtless." But Maisie only laughed. At last her mother grew really angry, and one bright spring morning she laid down 3 heads of lint on the table, saying sharply, "I will have no more of this dallying. People will say that it is my blame that no wooer comes to seek thee. I cannot have thee left on my hands to be laughed at, as the idle maid who would not marry. So now thou must work, and if thou hast not these heads of lint spun into 7 hanks of thread in 3 days, I will e'en speak to the mother at St. Mary's Convent, and thou wilt go there and learn to be a nun." Now, though Maisie was an idle girl, she had no wish to be shut up in a nunnery, so she tried not to think of the sunshine outside, but sat down soberly with her distaff. But alas, she was so little accustomed to work that she made but slow progress, and although she sat at a spinning wheel all day and never once went out of doors, she found at night that she had only spun 1/2 a hank of yarn. The next day it was even worse, for her arms ached so much she could only work very slowly. That night she cried herself to sleep, and next morning, seeing that it was quite hopeless to expect to get her task finished, she threw down her distaff in despair and ran out of doors. Near the house was a deep dell, through which ran a tiny stream. Maisie loved this dell. The flowers grew so abundantly there. This morning she ran down to the edge of the stream and seated herself on a large stone. It was a glorious morning. The hazel trees were newly covered with leaves, and the branches nodded over her head and showed like delicate tracery against the blue sky. The primroses and sweet-scented violets peeped out from among the grass, and a little water wagtail came and perched on a stone in the middle of the stream and bobbed up and down till it seemed as if he were nodding to Maisie and as if he were trying to say to her, "Never mind, cheer up." But the poor girl was in no mood that morning to enjoy the flowers and the birds. Instead of watching them as she generally did, she hid her face in her hands and wondered what would become of her. She rocked herself to and fro as she thought how terrible it would be if her mother fulfilled her threat and shut her up in the convent of St. Mary with the grave, solemn-faced sisters, who seemed as if they had completely forgotten what it was like to be young and run about in the sunshine and laugh and pick the fresh spring flowers.
"Oh, I could not do it. I could not do it," she cried at last. "It would kill me to be a nun."
"And who wants to make a pretty wench like thee into a nun?"
asked a queer, cracked voice quite close to her.
Maisie jumped up and stood staring in front of her as if she had been moonstruck. For, just across the stream from where she'd been sitting, there was a curious boulder, with a round hole in the middle of it, for all the world like a big apple with the core taken out. Maisie knew it well. She had often sat upon it, and wondered how the funny hole came to be there. It was no wonder that she stared, for seated on this stone was the queerest little old woman that she had ever seen in her life. Indeed, had it not been for her silver hair and the white mutch with the big frill that she wore on her head, Maisie would have taken her for a little girl. She wore such a very short skirt, only reaching down to her knees.